Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Angana Chakrabarty, a senior correspondent with The Print. On Wednesday at noon, the oxygen tank at the Nashik Municipal Corporation-run Dr. Zakir Hussain Hospital sprung a leak. As the authorities struggled to fix the pipe and contain the flow of oxygen, 24 COVID patients lost their lives gasping for air. Following the incident, Nashik Divisional Commissioner Radhakrishna Game had said that in the preliminary inquiry, they had found that the socket of the oxygen tank had broken, which led to the leakage and affected the supply of oxygen. When I visited the hospital on Thursday, this was the scene that was playing out. There was a heavy deployment of police personnel in and around the hospital. Relatives of patients who were admitted were engaged in a heated argument with the hospital staff, urging that they be let in as they had brought food for their family members. As these relatives were finally allowed inside, I met family members of the COVID patients who had passed away following the oxygen leak on Wednesday. Their accounts drew a grim picture indicating negligence. Now, we also reached the medical officer in charge, Nitin Raute, over these allegations, but he declined to comment. However, here's what the families had to say. Parikshit Walukar, whose younger brother passed away in the incident, told me that he has been coming to the hospital for the past 10 to 12 days, ever since his brother had been admitted, bringing him food and also to look after him because there was a shortage of nurses and doctors. Hours before the tank sprung a leak on Wednesday, Parikshit had checked in with his brother, who he said was in a stable condition. In fact, he said doctors had also given him the green signal to be put off oxygen within a day or two. At noon that day when the leak sprung, his brother, like most patients around him, started gasping for air. Parikshit said, and I quote, "I pumped my brother's chest for an hour and a half, but there was no oxygen. The relatives of patients around me took turns in helping each other out." The scene inside the hospital and outside had devolved into absolute chaos, and the shortage of healthcare workers meant that the families were fending for themselves. Another eyewitness account from the scene, that of Sunny Dondes, who was close to the oxygen tank where the leak occurred, went something like this. Sunny heard an explosion following which the oxygen started coming out of the pipe. The gas soon spread, enveloping the surroundings, and nothing could be seen. Donde also alleged that in the past several days, an icy coating had formed over the tank, which the maintenance workers had been attempting to remove using water. Then, the day before yesterday, they used these water sprays to remove the coating. However, he raised doubts over whether they managed to check the pipes from which the leak had occurred. The tank is a 13 kiloliter one that was built by the Japanese company Taiyo Nippon Sanso Private Limited. It was installed on March 31st last year, just as India was going into the first phase of the lockdown. A report in the Indian Express from today has also suggested that the tank was in use only for 21 days before it malfunctioned. For now, following the incident, the Uddhav Thackeray government has called for a high-level probe into the matter and announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees to families of the COVID patients who died in the incident. While I was visiting the site in the morning, teams of high-ranking police officials had also come down to inspect the tank. There were also reports that an offence has been registered against unknown persons in the case. Now remember, this comes at a time when cities around the country, including Delhi and Mumbai, are witnessing an acute shortage in oxygen supply to hospitals, given the overwhelming number of hospitalizations of COVID-19 patients due to the second deadly wave. That's all I have for you today. This is Angana Chakrabarty reporting for The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to our podcast and visit our website to follow our COVID coverage. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.